was that?
Just making sure my voice was still here.
So, how's that?
I okay.
Like that?
Sure.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okie dokie. And away.
You've tuned in to Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better
than getting a cold and losing your voice.
It's better
than when your fiance turns out being pro-choice.
It's better
than falling straddled on a ceiling joist.
It's better.
Ah!
That ain't funny, man.
I actually heard.
That ain't funny.
I actually heard a story recently of a friend of mine who's having his house remodeled, and the electrician fell through the roof. And the only thing that stopped him was the joist.
That ain't funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not even.
No. Not even a little bit.
You can laugh about it later.
No, you can't. Not without changing an octave.
Other people will laugh about you later.
Yeah, okay, that might happen.
Tonight, you can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, all right, all right. Well, join us today when Charlie, we're going to talk about New Year's traditions and things we do on New Year's and New Year thingies and all kinds of that kind of thing.
Yes.
Maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's all right.
All right.
All right.
So, do you...
No.
...shoot off fireworks at New Year's?
No.
No?
No, I don't.
Do you shoot off fireworks at 4th of July?
Yes.
What's the difference?
I just never, it's not my tradition. At New Year's, I go out and party.
Every 6 months, you got to shoot off fireworks. What's the big deal?
No. No. No, I do that. I just do it at Easter and Halloween.
You shoot off fireworks at Easter?
Sure. Why not? No, July 4th, I do fireworks, and I don't shoot them off well.
Do you watch them on TV?
No.
That's kind of
silly.
What?
That's silly. I have watched them on TV, but it's still silly. Fireworks are meant to be experienced.
I agree. Yeah.
Not watched.
Yeah, but if you can't be there, that's the next best thing.
If there's no danger. It's just nothing going to explode in your hand.
It's like saying football. Because
if clothes don't come home smelling like smoke, then you didn't do it properly.
We actually did that one year. We sat at a fireworks display, and we were inside the zone, the safety zone.
Uh-huh.
We didn't know it because they didn't have any barriers or anything. And the fireworks went up over our head, and then little sparklies came down
on our,
so we had to move.
Yeah. I usually get the redneck version. I just go out to the lake and wait for all the rednecks to show up that spent their food stamps on fireworks. And
no.
We have a blast, man. Nothing like a bunch of drunk people setting off, you know, exploding rockets to add a little excitement to your day.
Not recommended. So tell me about you don't do fireworks. I mean,
New Year's, I go out and I party. Our tradition is now traditionally before I knew faith, I always went to a party somewhere. Somebody was having a party. I went to a party. But those parties were different. Those parties were kind of, you know. Not good.
Not productive parties.
No, not good. And it wasn't usually happy at the end of them. So why did I do them? I don't know, because I was caught up in the flesh, I guess. But since I've known Faith, we've always gone to Wisconsin around New Year's. And so we would go out with her friends from high school.
Okay.
And we'll go out to eat, have a nice meal somewhere, and then we will go to...
They don't shoot up fireworks either, I guess.
No, it's too cold.
In Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's too cold.
They don't shoot off fireworks in Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, not... I don't know. See, it's weird up there because some states, entire states, will outlaw fireworks.
Really?
And then, like, the next state over, which will be, like, 10 minutes away,
they'll
be legal.
Really?
So you can go buy them over there and bring them back and set them off illegally. I don't know how it works, but we don't do it. We go out and we have a nice meal, and then we'll go to... And Wisconsin, there's I'd say to go to a bar, but every place there is a bar. Okay, I mean, you can get your hair cut. There's a bar there. You know, what I mean?
A pub.
Yeah, oh, it's kind of like that.
Yeah,
every restaurant has a bar. But anyway, we would go to a bar where they have live music.
Yeah,
and we'll sit around and visit about our year because it's the only time we really get to see each other. And they're friends of mine now. I count them friends of mine by now. But they've known Faith all our life. And so we'll sit around, and it's usually their spouses are there too, or girlfriends or whatever, boyfriends. And we'll talk and just kind of, you know, talk about our year and what we did and catch up on everything and listen to some live music, maybe dance. You know, I'm going to get a kiss from my wife. And that's it.
Sounds nice.
It is. It's usually a very nice time.
So no sparklers then?
No sparklers. No.
No black cats?
No black cats. I did have a cigar 2 years ago. I went and smoked a cigar.
Oh, yeah.
One of the places we went had a cigar room. And so I went into the cigar room, and I smoked a cigar, and I came out smelling like cigar.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the cigar.
Yeah.
Didn't enjoy the after cigar.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's an aftertaste there.
No bottle rockets?
No, not on the, I do it at July 4th, yes. Yes, they're not called bottle rockets anymore. Bottle rockets are illegal.
And what is up with that?
That's the stupidest thing ever because they still sell them.
You know what's stupid?
They just don't call them bottle rockets.
If they outlawed bottle rockets and then they came out with M80s. Okay?
Yeah, what's wrong with this picture?
You outlaw a projectile and you give me a grenade.
I can throw this, you know.
I don't understand.
But the thing is, they still make them.
Yeah. One was on a stick.
They still make the one on the stick.
And one I have to hold in my hand.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
I don't know.
Yeah, they still make them. They just don't call them bottle rockets anymore. They've rebranded them.
They still have a stick on them. You still stick them in a bottle if you want to.
Yeah.
You still point them at each other and let them go.
Yeah, there's not bottle rockets.
Anyway.
That's funny. We used to shoot bottle rockets at each other.
So what is your tradition on New Year's?
Yeah, we watch it on TV.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the ball?
Yeah.
Like the
New York thing, yeah.
Yeah, the New York thing. Yeah. Now, do you count New Year's at 11 o'clock when it's 12 o'clock in New York? Or do you count it when it's 12 o'clock where you're at?
No, I do Australia.
when it's New Year's for Luke, it's New Year's for you,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that means you get to go to bed at like 4 in the afternoon.
Right. And then I just TiVo the ball drop. I'm not going to watch it, you know, when I wake
sure,
up.
Sure, whenever you want to.
No, we it depends on how we feel. I mean, if we're up for staying up, we'll stay up here locally.
But you don't have a tradition?
But we usually – well, we watch the thing on
oh,
the TV.
Okay. You watch the American Bandstand on television.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So then you celebrate it at 11 o'clock
when
the ball drops in New York.
Yeah.
Do you get a kiss or
– Yeah.
Do you just – okay, it was it. Let's go to bed.
No, we go get a kiss and then
okay.
Go off to, you know, go sleep.
Okay.
That's it.
No dancing?
No.
No fireworks?
No.
No? No black eyed peas and cornbread?
No, we do the New Year's thing.
You do the black eyed peas and cornbread.
Yeah, the next thing. Next
sure,
day we do
you
the
got it. Yeah, it's a tradition. I think it's a southern thing, though.
And the cabbage.
Cabbage?
Cabbage and sausage. You know cabbage?
No,
do cabbage?
No, cabbage.
You don't do cabbage.
I haven't had cabbage.
Cabbage is for money.
Really?
Yeah, we do cabbage in our house.
You mean growing up you did?
Yeah.
How'd that work out for
yeah,
them?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So you have cabbage and what?
Black-eyed peas and cabbage.
Oh, black-eyed peas and cabbage and cornbread?
We put sausage.
And sausage.
In
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Now, we do the black-eyed peas and cornbread, but I'm usually in Wisconsin. They don't do black-eyed peas in Wisconsin.
Oh.
So it's kind of a tradition I've tried to do a couple of times while I'm there, but they all look at it like, what's this crap? You know, I don't want this. So, because they don't like peas up there for some reason. So I'll do it here, but when I get back.
They're peeless?
They are peeless.
That's a bad way to be.
I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Well, that's our show for today. I know it was short, but it was sweet. And we love you.
So we'll see you next week.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Or, yeah, tomorrow.
Not
tomorrow.
Next week.
Well, whatever.
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 And we won't see you. We'll actually just... We won't even hear you because we'll talk at you tomorrow.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, I'm on your porch. Hello.
Please let Chaz in. If you're somewhere right now and you hear knocking, that's Chaz.
Hello.
Please let him in or out.
It's cold out here.
Whichever it may be.
Let me in.
I appreciate it. And look after him while I'm gone next week. Or this week. Yeah, this week. I'm gone this week, even though you're listening to me. It's very complicated. I don't want to get into it. Vios Canis, everybody.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.